Well, it's another edition of God News You Can Use. I'm your host, Corey Reynolds, and yeah, we're up to podcast number 11. That's a whole lot of good news with God News You Can Use stories, and they just keep coming. You know, I find them all the time, and actually people are saying, hey, Corey, here's a great story over here. Have you seen this? And I really appreciate that. I love the feedback. And by the way, if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends and say, hey, listen, we can go get that not so great news anywhere in the world, but if people are hankering for more good news, it is happening, and that's why I love bringing it to you. So let's jump in. Our story number one today comes from Alabama, and this is number one in my heart today because I love this story so much. A lot of the adoption stories that I do, and I do a lot of those where somebody will bring in a foster child and they just end up staying forever. It becomes their forever home, which I love. And usually it's the parents saying, we're adopting you. But in this case, they kind of turned the tables a little bit on Alicia. She came to live with her family when she was 14 years old. She actually started off as being somebody's player on a team in her high school. Daniel Donaldson was her coach. He learned about her foster care history, her story, and said, we've got to bring you into our family. He talked to his wife, he talked to his kids. Alicia joined their family, and she never left, which is amazing because they said, we don't want you to go anywhere, but Alicia, we're going to give you the choice. We're going to ask you if you want to be part of our family forever, because we sure would love that. Well, she said yes, of course, but it was the way she said yes. Very clever, on a beach, cue cards. This is how it went down.
And so on Daniel's birthday, Alicia had a surprise for him with the whole family's help documenting the moment, blindfolding Daniel, asking him to hold these signs. This man here started out as just my coach, but he stepped up when he didn't have to. He is now not only my coach, my encourager, my protector, my provider, but now the man I call Daddy.
I love that. I wish I had a soundbite of the moment, but all we have is wind blowing in the background as they're standing on the beach. So we had to have Mr. Announcer Man do the announcing for you, but you get the gist of the story. It's amazing. And of course, every story is accompanied by a verse from God's Word. After all, this is God news and it's happening all the time. So we love that. God is an ever-present help in trouble. He knows what's going on in our hearts. He knows what's going on in our lives, good, bad, somewhere in the middle. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But He does give us instruction, and He actually tells us here in 1 Timothy 5:8 how to treat our family. It says, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Doesn't matter if you were born into that family or not. Alicia is family. She's part of the Donaldson family now. And I love this. And it all started off with Daniel being her coach. And the family said, we love you. Come stay with us and never leave. And she's not gonna. maybe she'll grow up and go to college or something. But of course, I love bringing these stories to you. So enjoy as we get into story number two. Yes, the God news continues. Now, recently they wrapped up the 2020 Olympics. It's very ironic that it happened in 2021, but it was still Tokyo 2020 because they had to delay it for a year. Well, if you're just hearing this, I'm recording this at the time of the Olympics wrapping up, but it was really something to behold because we had such a dynamic with some of the athletes and the players. And there were some people who maybe didn't have the same amount of patriotism, I guess you can say, or they felt that they had a cause to support. And I'm not here to judge that in any way whatsoever. But then there were athletes who did appreciate their country. But more so than that, they gave all the glory, all the honor, all the praise to the one true God. So in case you missed it, little wrap up here. America's Aething Mu at 19 years of age, she took home the gold in the women's 800 meters. Her win ended a 53-year-old dry spell for America, but that's not the extent of her story. Her family fled Sudan 2 decades ago, searching for that American dream and getting out of the clutches of religious persecution. So they came to America where they could worship openly. And many thought leading up to the trials and subsequently the Olympics that a high schooler, talking about Aething here, could not possibly win. I mean, she was 19 when she went to the Olympics. But she did win, and within hours of her win, she tweeted out, and I quote, God definitely took the battle for this one, so thank you, Lord. Here's that moment, by the way.
She begins to hug, and Aething Mu is coming of the century. A 19-year-old wins it, a 19-year-old takes the sid, dominate in the end. What a moment.
Now, I don't want to leave out a couple of athletes. Raven Rogers also ran that race. Team USA, she ended up getting the bronze and said, "I made this final for a reason. It's all according to his plan, and I know it will be revealed." Other athletes giving glory to God, so many here, but I want to go over a few of them. Hurdler Kenny Harrison took silver. She said, "All the glory goes to God." And the amazing Tamara Mensah, this is probably my favorite moment of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. She won gold in the women's freestyle wrestling event. Her post-victory interview, the absolute best. Here it is.
"Of course I surprised myself. It's by the grace of God I'm able to even move my feet. Like, I just leave it in his hands and I pray."
"That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?"
"It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA." Love it.
You know, that kind of enthusiasm, that patriotism, that love for God is so contagious. And that's what we do when we win a gold medal, or we're just walking down the street and we have a chance to change somebody's life, with an ability to witness to them, or chatting with a friend who's going through something very difficult, or just heading to church and giving all the worship and glory to God. It's those things that add up, and God sees us each and every one. You don't have to win a gold medal to be in His favor. Psalm 149:4 says, "For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the humble with salvation." And there was so much humility in the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics that it was overflowing. A lot of people sort of tuned out of it because it got a little political at times. And then, of course, there was the whole, you know, thing with COVID, and they were worried because the audience wouldn't be there to participate and show up because they were trying to keep people safe. So some people tuned out of it. But I'm telling you, this was an Olympics to see, because it really gave a platform to these Bible-believing, Jesus-loving Christians who gave all the glory to God. And I love that. Go Team USA, but go God even more. Story number three. This one takes your breath away, but for all the right reasons. And what you're about to hear is pretty amazing. Out of Detroit. Now, I will say my husband Don is from Detroit, so he tells me stories of it. I've never been there. I'm going to go there one day and, you know, see some of the places he grew up in. But this story makes me love Detroit even more. 18-month-old twins, Milan and Malaysia, beautiful, precious little gifts from God, asleep in their cribs. Grandma was watching the babes while the parents ran up to the store, rather. They returned to find smoke pouring out of their home. Grandma in the doorway and frantic because she could not get to the babies. That's when that dad instinct kicked in, and Ray ran right into that house.
"Like, I just knew I had to get my babies out. Like, that's what went through my mind. You really couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was like, I really only found my babies just due to, like, my memory, just knowing where they were and knowing how to get to them just from having that same route. But everybody's still here."
Now, the girls did spend some time in the ICU, one of the girls with more severe burns than the other, but they went home. They're doing okay. They've got some scars to tell the story, and so does Ray, their hero dad. He said, "I just knew I had to get my babies out." Ray, for his part, he was actually blind for 3 days due to the burns on his face and down his arm. They lost everything, but they're here by the grace of God. And there was a GoFundMe set up. It brought in tenfold above and beyond what they needed to get back on their feet and to pay those medical bills. It makes me want to take a breath again, because this is so good. Psalm 77:14, "You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations." And we just happen to be in Detroit for this one, in this nation. It is good news, God news you can use, and you get it each and every Friday with a brand new podcast. And like I said earlier, I'd sure appreciate you sharing that with your family, your friends, your coworkers, whoever wants to hear good news on a regular basis, because it's happening out there. And I love bringing these stories to you. We always want to give all the glory to God here too, not just Olympic athletes, but that's what you and I are about as well. So let's do it. And you can like and follow me. Look for God News You Can Use on Facebook. There's a website if you've missed it from the beginning. The first five podcasts are at godnewsyoucanuse.com. You can listen on Google, Apple, Anchor, Spotify, a lot of different places to listen to God News You Can Use. So like, follow, and share. I'd appreciate that. Oh, I got some really great stories for your next podcast all ready to go, because God News is always happening, and it's the best kind of news.